Welcome to We Shoot, We Score. I'm your host, Blakely, and this is your favorite soccer podcast. Hi, today we're going to be talking about Mia Hamm. But before we get into that, we have to do our three soccer world records of the day. So, first off, we have most hat tricks. This was done by Erwin Helmchen with 141. 141 goals is pretty amazing, but hat tricks, as we talked about in earlier episodes, is three goals, like, in one game. So that's pretty crazy that he got that 141 times. It's a big deal to get a hat trick once, let alone 141 times. Okay, for our second one, we have most soccer touches with alternating feet in 1 hour. This is completed by Zhao Dohao from China with 8,704 touches. That is crazy, all in just 1 hour. Okay, and for our third and final soccer world record of the day, we have oldest active female soccer player. Her name is Lorraine Peel. She played soccer at the age of 65. Most people, like, stop playing completely in their early to late 40s. Some even in their late 30s. 65, that's crazy. Still going on strong. All right, and that's all we have for our world records. Now what you've all been waiting for, all about Mia Hamm. So, here we go. Mia Hamm is 52 years old. She was born March 17th, 1972, and she's a former pro soccer player. She was born in Selma, Alabama, alongside five siblings. Her parents are Stephanie and Bill Hamm. She actually had a club foot as a little kid and had to wear special shoes to heal her foot, and for almost 2 years had to wear casts just because of this club foot, but luckily it healed, because without her being able to play soccer, because you obviously need your feet for that, then lots of things that are really good for the soccer world wouldn't have happened. And all the things, amazing, like, games that she played for her teams and all the goals that she made, those wouldn't have happened. So we're very lucky that she got better. Her actual name is actually Mariel Margaret Hamm, but she goes by Mia. It's a nickname her mom gave her because it's after a ballerina. And obviously Mia Hamm is not a ballerina. She's a soccer player. But her mom studied under this ballet player, so she just nicknamed her Mia, and that's what she goes by now. Most people don't know her real name is Mariel. She attended high school at Lake Braddock Secondary School. She attended the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill for college, and she played as a forward and sometimes midfielder for their team. She helped her team a lot, and they won 4 NCAA Division Women's Championship titles with Mia on the team. She's 5'5", so actually pretty small, which we'll talk about later. There's some more things on that. But when she played on the national team for a long time, and her club team was the Washington Freedom. She's married to Nomar Garcia Parra, who is a former Major League Baseball player, and they live in Southern California nowadays. Mia has 3 kids, Ava, Garrett, and Grace. She was named the youngest to ever play on this team when she was 15 in 1987. So, super crazy. Her first international goal, she scored when she was 18. She's been called the star player of the 1990s on multiple occasions for obvious reasons. She's had so many accomplishments and goals, which we'll talk more about that later, but just know, it's crazy. She's a World Cup winner as well as a 2-time Olympic gold medalist. And when I say World Cup winner, she's also won that twice. As for the Olympics, she won once in 1996 and once in 2004. She has been named FIFA's World Player of the Year. She's also been a big help bringing women's soccer into a more competitive sport, encouraging many to play women's soccer. And some of the games that she played towards the end of her career, not just her, obviously, but she was a big part of it. Her team really brought, like, recognition for, like, how much respect it deserves. Like, it shouldn't be, like, less good than men's soccer, because they actually were really successful then, and then they've been pretty successful from then on. And they got lots more girls to play soccer, which is really cool. She helped make women's soccer more respected and taken seriously after her and the U.S. proved themselves with their toughness and technicality on the field. Mia is part of a foundation named the Mia Hamm Foundation, which helps to grow and further establish women's sports. And as of 2013, Mia had scored the most international goals than any other player, man or woman. That's changed by now, but that's pretty crazy. Like, man or woman, and not to mention the fact that just having that many goals in the first place, she was amazing. Hamm is an author with her book named Go for the Goal, A Champion's Guide to Winning in Soccer and in Life. And she was a forward from 1987 to 2004, helping all of her teams to goal-scoring filled games, which she definitely helped with, and successes. In her international career with the women's national team, she made 158 goals. That's crazy. And Mia has been named U.S. Female Soccer Athlete of the Year 5 different times. Once is amazing. Like, just because you haven't been named, that doesn't mean you're not amazing. Like, lots of good players haven't been named that even, but she got it 5 times, making it look super easy. Her number 9 jersey became a bestseller in all of the stores as people started to see her talent and skill. They were, like, selling out. It was pretty crazy and really cool. She is in the National Soccer Hall of Fame because of her amazing soccer talent, as well as the World Football Hall of Fame for the same reason. One of her most well-known quotes from her soccer experience and accomplishments is, "I'm building a fire, and every day I train, add more fuel. At just the right moment, I light the match. I'm a member of a team, and I rely on the team. I defer to it and sacrifice for it because the team, not the individual, is the ultimate champion." And obviously, she loved her team and appreciated all the members and did not just recognize herself as some, like, amazing but arrogant soccer players do. She recognized her team and the fact that she could not do what she did without them, which is true for, like, all good soccer players, even if some don't admit it. Nowadays, she's a global ambassador for the FC Barcelona, who Messi plays for, if some of you recognize the name but don't know exactly where, and an owner of the Angel City FC and the Los Angeles FC. She's also on the board of directors for AS Roma. She is an advocate for gender equality. She's actually in a movie. It's a documentary about the U.S. women's national team called Dare to Dream. So you might want to watch that. I've heard it's pretty good. I need to watch it. She also has been helping to raise awareness for a chronic disease that affects people's bone marrow. It's called graft versus host disease. And she actually struggled with being undersized for the average forward. I talked about this a little bit earlier. She was 5'5". She was underweight and undersized, but she got through that, obviously, because she still accomplished so many more things than most people have. Mia Hamm has actually coached for several different teams. For example, she's helped coach the women's national team for the Winner Takes All tournament, which is a tournament where if you win, you get $1 million, as well as helping with 2 soccer academies, the Berkshire Soccer Academy and the Team First Soccer Academy. How cool would it be to, like, go to your soccer academy and be like, "Oh, hey, look, there's Mia Hamm." That's crazy. So she helped with that. And once Mia played as an emergency goalie for her team because she was athletic and could play well basically anywhere. And in one more of her semi-well-known quotes, she states, "The vision of a champion is bent over, drenched in sweat, at the point of exhaustion when nobody else is looking." 2 random facts that I found out that are totally off topic, but I thought you should know, is that her favorite color is green and she loves Italian food. And that is all I have for her today. Mia Hamm is awesome. I hope you learned something new. But before we can close out, we have our 3 soccer words of the day. And today, they're based positionally. So they're 3 different positions that are, I wouldn't say old school. They're definitely not. They're still used a lot today. They're just some that, even if you know about soccer, if you know a lot, you for sure know what it is. But if you kind of know some about soccer, it's not used as much as it used to be. Sweeper, the 3rd one. But the first 2 are kind of newer ones, I guess. But they're all still used. So the first one is CDM. It stands for center defensive mid. It's if you want more defense, but you also want to have, like, you don't want to take away from your offense. So if you have someone who's really good offensively but can also, like, defend, you definitely want to put them in center defensive mid. They just are kind of in the middle, towards the back, if your defense needs some help. And also, they can totally help the midfielders, giving good passes, bringing it up the field. Still super helpful for, like, both halves. So, those are used a lot. Our second one is CAM. It's center attacking mid. So, it's definitely more offensive. They're in the center, but they're obviously attacking and not defending so much, which they're also super helpful. And for our 3rd and final soccer word of the day, we have sweeper. It is a defensive position. Sweeper and stopper is where stopper is in front of sweeper, and sweeper is like the last line of defense. They are normally a captain if you have captains, because they have to, like, be in the middle. They, like, direct everyone on the field. So normally your sweeper is a captain. And the stopper is, like, a little bit more offensive, and they're in front of you. And then as a sweeper, you're the last line of defense, and you kind of work closely with the stopper, but you're even more defensive. So it's a really important position, because But it's hard because sometimes you have really big players coming at you. But also CDM and CAMs are super like technical positions where you're kind of helping both ends. So they're all like really fun positions. So that is all I have on Mia Hamm today and our soccer for the day. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening today. This is We Shoot, We Score. Be sure to leave a comment, follow, download, or visit the We Shoot, We Score Instagram page. Thanks for listening. Bye.